Hello, welcome to the Above the Clouds podcast. I'm your host, Gaynor Turner, and in this and my future episodes, I'll be talking through all things expat and living in the fabulous Emirate of Dubai, to starting my own fashion business and manifesting, plus being a mum to my two children and setting financial as well as life goals to achieve absolutely anything. So hello everyone and welcome to today's podcast and a very happy Friday to you. I hope the sun's shining, that spring has sprung wherever you are. So the temperature's starting to creep up a little bit here now, and I think we're all in denial a little bit, still hoping that that it is cooler, but it's sort of getting up to the 40 degree mark now. And my sort of way of measuring it is, if I take the dogs out, if they're sort of panting more than they were before, that's normally my sign that things are changing. Although the mornings are perfect at the moment, so we're still getting that lovely breeze. I don't know if that's just whereabouts we are located in Dubai, because we are sort of closer to the desert over this way. But yeah, sort of still enjoying the cool breezes and relishing every minute of it. So sort of weekend update news. Last weekend, I went to a networking event with the Female Network Dubai. And that was on Saturday morning. And we went to a beautiful restaurant called The Strand, which is on Palm West View. I'd never been there before, but just stunning location. You know, you walk through and the restaurant was done out all sort of beachy and very natural. And then you just walk out and you're just sort of overlooking, there's like a little harbour place and these fabulous villas and the sea, and just absolutely stunning and an incredible way to start your day at the weekend. So yeah, it was just wonderful. There were over 30 women there, some women I'd met before. And yeah, just a very high vibe morning. And I got a chance to do a presentation about my business and about what I do. And that's just always good to say that the more you do it, the better it sort of flows. But yeah, it was just lovely. And we all had breakfast there as well. So I had the best Eggs Benedict I've ever had. It was so tasty, with asparagus. So that was very nice. And I bumped into a lady that I actually met for the first and only time, probably about a year ago, at another networking event. And we'd got speaking and sort of been following each other on Instagram. But as soon as she saw me, she said, "I'm so glad you're here. There's a dress on your website that, you know, I really want, but I'm not sure of the sizing." And so I said to her, "Well, I've actually got a sip and shop event coming up in a few weeks' time. So if you wanted to come and try some things on." And so, yeah, she's coming to my sip and shop event with a friend of hers. So it's just amazing, isn't it? Just by going to these things, you never know what can come of it. And on that note as well, I just want to say, if anyone is in Dubai that does want to come to my sip and shop event, it's on the 1st of June in Sustainable City at Sanderson's Cafe. And just to say, if you want to bring along friends, or if you have children, you're more than welcome to bring them, because I will more than likely be bringing Molly and Oscar. They're meeting up with some other of my friends' children as well. So and obviously it's a free event as well, but just to say that. But yeah, so that was really lovely. And then on Sunday, just went to the sauna and steam room, went to the gym, and then had to go to the hospital with Molly because she suffers with ingrowing toenails, which is so painful. And she's been battling with them for quite a while now. And yeah, she was in a lot of pain. So the doctor, you know, is just incredible. She sort of kept the clinic open for her, just so that I could take her along on Sunday evening and just relieve the pressure. And then on Thursday, we're actually taking her along to have like a permanent procedure so that it doesn't keep reoccurring. But yeah, just amazing. She's so kind. And then this weekend, we have a brunch at Rags to Riches restaurant, which we haven't been there before, but that's at Studio City. And the menu looks really nice. I think it's actually a steak restaurant, but they do all sort of your traditional fish and chips and burgers and all those kind of things. So very much looking forward to that. And that's just the four of us going this Saturday. And then on Sunday, it's something that I'm really excited about. I've actually got another photo shoot booked with a lady called Chelsea. And I actually saw on Instagram she was advertising a package with another girl that does, she sort of specialises in marketing. But what they're doing, they're actually renting a villa. And you can go along, you can spend a few hours there. So you'll have some photos taken with Chelsea. And my photos just need updating now. You know, the last photo shoot I had was like last March, I think it was. So yeah, just want some nice photos for my website and my Instagram. Just taken in a gorgeous location. So yeah, it's a beautiful villa, all done out very naturally. There's a pool there as well. So once you've finished having the photo session, you also have some time with Nadia talking all about your marketing. But then the rest of the time, you're free to walk around and take any photos and content that you want to. So it's going to be amazing, something new for me. It just sounds like an amazing opportunity. So I was really excited to book that. So it's all sort of go at the moment. There's a lot going on, a lot's happening, but all very exciting stuff. So I hope you've got a really lovely weekend booked. And it looks as though the weather's lovely. And I know in the UK, my sister went to Bournemouth last weekend and sent in pictures. And yeah, just looked absolutely gorgeous. So I hope you get some sunshine. So on to this week's episode. I'm actually going to be addressing the elephant in the room. And I actually said that very quote to Molly a few weeks ago. And she just looked at me like I'd gone bonkers. But I find I come out with these quotes quite a lot, and it's normally to Molly, because she was talking about something to do with a girl at school, and she gets on okay with her, but she has her moments and this kind of thing. And I said to her, like, better the devil you know. And again, she looked at me as if, what are you talking about? Like, what does that mean? But is it just in the UK that we have these sayings, or do you have those sayings in other parts of the world? But I find I use them all the time, like kill two birds with one stone and all that kind of thing. But it's like another language, isn't it? So back to the topic. Right, I would actually like you to be brutally honest with yourself for a moment and just answer the question. What does your personal style and how you present yourself to the world each day say about you? And also, if you saw yourself walking down the street, what would your first impressions be, and what conclusions would you jump to about yourself if you were another person? So the reason why I ask this is because, whether you realise it or not, the clothes that you choose to put on each day are telling people an awful lot about you. And are sending a very clear message about how you feel about yourself, how confident you are, how much you value yourself, and your general outlook on life. Now, I'm actually going to tell you a story about a wonderful lady that I met on Saturday. And when she first stood up at the networking event to introduce herself, she was incredibly visibly nervous. And you could tell that she was finding it incredibly difficult just to stand up, because there were, you know, a lot of women there. and I think a lot of people obviously find public speaking, you know, really, really nerve-wracking. But she stood up and she obviously introduced herself. And then she actually went on to explain that she'd got her own business. And it was, sorry, I've just had a fit of the giggles because I've just... I've just bitten my own tongue. That really hurts. Ow. Sorry, I'll carry on. right, where was I? So anyway, she was talking about she'd got her own business, and it was basically designing spas. So we were all listening, and she was saying that she'd designed spas in hotels and also in clients' homes. But then she went on to explain that she'd actually... had very rarely been out the house in the last 2 years because of personal circumstances. And she was tearing up as she was explaining. But she said, you know, how nice it was to be there. And then sat down, and everybody was really, really applauding her. And, you know, her bravery at standing up, and it must have been so difficult for her. But then the lovely thing was, as we were talking to her and as the morning carried on and we were all having our food, she relaxed a little bit and told us more about what she did. And I think one of the first things that I noticed about her was how amazing she looked. She'd got on this really brightly coloured dress and bright red lipstick and lovely shoes. And you could tell that she'd put on that outfit on that day, and she'd chosen that outfit specifically as her armour, to give her confidence to step back up to possibly the person that she felt like she was before, you know, this 2 year break. But the remarkable thing about her was she was very, very sort of shy about telling you what she'd achieved in her business. But eventually she went on to say that she had designed the spa in the W Hotel on the Palm, which is a really prestigious, very trendy hotel. And all these big name hotels that you sort of know around Dubai. And the more she told us about what she'd achieved and how incredible, you know, her career had been, you know, we were just absolutely gobsmacked. But what was so lovely was all of us that were sitting around her were just giving her her confidence back and just saying, what you've achieved is absolutely phenomenal. And she said, you know, she'd really had to work herself up to come in there that day. And we said, but that's the first of many now, you know, just keep coming to these events and you've done fantastically and you've spoken out loud and done a presentation and you've done absolutely brilliant. And I say, you could tell the more that she sat there and was talking to us all, because maybe she hadn't been around people very often in those 2 years, I don't know. But as she left, my coach Shelley was there as well, and she also stopped her just to say, I want you to know that what you've done today is absolutely incredible. I said to her how lovely it was to meet her. But all these women sort of lifting up this lady. But I say, she'd achieved so much, and yet inside she must have started to doubt herself, but had put on that dress on that day to feel fantastic and to really give her that sort of confidence and that courage that she needed. And not only that, how much the clothing had helped her on that day. So if you're finding that you're living in comfortable, sort of ill-fitting clothing more often than not, or wearing leggings and big T-shirts, not just in the house, but also out and about, without you realising it, there's something going on in your mind that you aren't addressing. And you are making a big statement to yourself each time you allow yourself to do this. So I'm not saying that you can never wear leggings, because I am a big leggings fan, and they are probably the most unflattering trousers that were ever invented, but the most comfortable. So I wear leggings an awful lot myself, but yeah, it's if you're living in them constantly. That's what I want to address today, really. So, or something similar, you know, tracksuit bottoms or whatever it is. So maybe possible reasons why you are wearing this uniform at the moment. Maybe you're not feeling confident in your body and about the way you look. Maybe you're trying not to be seen and literally trying to sort of vanish because you maybe have low self-confidence. Or it could be that you've been through a challenging time like this lady, you know, and haven't sort of pushed yourself out of your comfort zone for quite some time. Or, now this is actually a real thing apparently, maybe you're writing yourself off because of your age. And I don't remember if it was my little Welsh nan that said this, but my mum heard it from somebody that said, basically the clothes that they've got now will see them out, basically meaning that there's no point in buying anything new now because I could pop my clogs at any moment. And I just think that is such a shocking way to think. And, you know, people are living longer and longer these days, and it's like the 90s are the new 80s. And I don't know about you, but I plan to be here for a long, long time. And I look at the Queen as like my role model. You know, she was 96. But, you know, regardless of the age, I want to wear something fabulous every day, you know, whether I'm about to pop my clogs or not. But I also remember being in a shoe shop once, and I was looking at these pink shoes. It was quite a long time ago. And there was a lady next to me who was also looking at them. And she actually turned to me and said, "Do you think I'm too old to wear pink shoes?" And I said to her, you're never too old to wear pink shoes. And I so believe that, you know, I think clothing can bring such joy. And who wants to wear granny casual? You know, nobody should want to wear granny casual. And I think clothes like that are always sort of in these muted colours like beige or peach, you know, and those kind of colours make you want to go to sleep, don't they? So instead, you should start wearing your nicer clothes, which I have said before. And I say it's not about being dressed up to the nines every day in heels and things, because I don't do that. But it's about wearing things that make you feel good and wearing some of your nicer things and putting together outfits and treating yourself to a new handbag rather than wearing your battered old bag all the time, because that will see you out. You know, don't do that. That's really wrong. You know, buy yourself a new handbag. And just enjoy getting dressed every morning. But my point is, never ever write yourself off because of your weight or your age or that you're a stay-at-home mom or if you haven't worked for a while, because you have so much to offer. And if you start valuing yourself by simply putting on some great outfits each day, that has a knock-on effect in sort of all the other areas of your life. And your confidence and how you show up each day. And also it starts programming your mind that, well, what else can I achieve? You know, if I feel that I look this good when I look in the mirror and I really feel confident and I'd forgotten how much I love wearing these kind of clothes, you know, what else will you go on to achieve after that? So what I would suggest you do, and this again is touching on another episode that I've done called Styling SOS. You know, what you can do is buy yourself a quite inexpensive clothing rail and, you know, just start playing with your outfits and putting together some outfits. Or if you struggle doing that, if you struggle knowing how to put outfits together, if you go on to Pinterest and just type in there, you know, clothing looks or, you know, say if you've got a pair of black trousers, but you have no idea what you can wear with them, just type in black trouser looks. You know, there'll be thousands of images on there for all sorts of different outfit looks if you're really struggling. But the idea is just to look at your wardrobe with a pair of fresh eyes, get a couple of new things if you can, just to sort of update your wardrobe and to get yourself excited about your wardrobe again. But yeah, just you deserve that. And when you're sort of putting out that image to other people, you will step up. But I say, if you're just slobbing around in leggings all the time, then you aren't going to sort of, you know, apply for that new job that you want or whatever it is, or go out to a restaurant that you haven't been to before with friends or suggest to people that you don't know that well, or do you fancy going out for a coffee? If what you're wearing is telling your brain that you don't have confidence. But doing things like wearing your jewellery every day or wearing your nicer perfume every day, that as well is also programming your mind, because when you're smelling that lovely scent on yourself or when you're driving and you're seeing your hands have got those lovely rings on that you love, you know, that brings you joy. And I say it's programming your mind. And I bet you've got so many things in your wardrobe that you love that you've just forgotten about. So yet again, I would implore you to go to your wardrobe and start really exploring it and maybe even be brave enough to bin those leggings or whatever it is that's your comfort outfit. And, you know, make a brave statement to yourself today that you are going to show up every day and you are going to wear your nicer things. And when you go out, you know, if putting on makeup makes you feel good, even just lipstick, it changes the way that you feel about yourself and you feel more awake. You know, if you don't wear makeup and you don't do anything with your hair, you sort of feel sleepy inside. So really make that effort and see how that makes you feel. And what you can do as well is get sort of a notebook or something and maybe start off by writing down what you feel is going on inside. You know, why are you wearing these comfortable clothes all the time? And I say, you know, it's not rocket science that they're comfortable. That's easy. But, you know, what else is going on? Why are you settling for that? And then sort of explore maybe how you would like to feel each day, or if that's difficult for you, think of maybe a role model, you know, somebody that you perceive as having, you know, a great life or a great style. You know, maybe jot that down. And so you've got something to aim towards. But yes, I can't sort of stress enough how important I think it is. And it's only for you. You know, it doesn't matter what other people think. And that is true. But it's doing it for yourself. That's what I think is important. You know, show up for yourself, dress nicely for yourself so that you take pride in yourself. And that's whether you're 100 or whatever. Or actually, if you're in Dubai and you are struggling with that, obviously I offer one-to-ones as well. I'm not doing a salesy thing, I'm just saying. you know, I offer one-to-ones where I can come to your home and we can sort of look at what you've got in your wardrobe, try and pick out some outfits, and I can bring some above the clouds things as well to see if there's anything there that fits you nicely. But yeah, sort of glow up the wardrobe, I say, and glow up yourself. Molly keeps saying that. I say that term wrongly. I keep saying, oh, I'm going to glow up my workout today. And she says, you don't say it like that. But I don't know. But anyway, I hope you found this episode useful. I hope it's made you think a little bit more and, you know, just really value yourself is my message today. And you can find me on Instagram at Gaynor Above the Clouds. My online store is abovetheclouds.boutique. And if you'd like a 10% welcome discount if you sign up and subscribe to my newsletter. But yes, in the meantime, I hope you have a fabulous weekend ahead and I'll see you next time. Bye for now. We'll be right back.